This next piece of revenge is from...
So this is not an I'm an asshole episode. This is a revenge sneak attack.
Little sneak attack. So this is from I Buried My Shovel.
Okay.
And this is I betrayed by a friend, so I ruined him.
This is your shit. You're just like jacking off
yeah,
to this.
This is good. I'm no hands jerking into this. And welcome back to Shit They Do Not Tell You. What's up? I'm Steve.
I'm Nikki.
And today...
And we're the Greens.
That's right. And today, it's a special day indeed. We get to do one of our favorite things there is to do.
Yeah.
Which is judge other people.
And say if they're an asshole.
It's the best.
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole too. And so is Mark. And today, we're going to talk about, am I the asshole for not continuing my reception after my husband went behind my back?
What?
My now husband, Lucas, 26, and I, female 25, were getting married. We decided to tie the knot as we were having a little girl together and are madly in love. So leading up to the wedding day, Lucas told me that his best man, Jacob, wanted to propose to his girlfriend as he thought it would be a great time and a nice venue to do it at.
Mm. Why?
I said I didn't want him to propose at our wedding as it is our special moment.
Yeah, why would anyone do that? That's so rude.
And not theirs. And if they can do it some other time. Lucas told me his friend was mad that I didn't agree. I just wanted the wedding to be about us because it was our special day.
And it costs so much money.
Bro, after the disagreement, I thought nothing of it. Fast forward to my wedding day. We had finished the church service, and now we're at the reception. We're all having fun eating my food. Then Jacob stops the music at the DJ booth to make an announcement. I just knew from that moment he was going to propose. I looked to see where Lucas was, and he was holding red and white roses, walking out to stand in front of Chloe, Jacob's girlfriend, spelling out, "Will you marry me?" I was shocked that they went behind my back when I said no. I got up out of the seat and walked out. It's been 2 days since the wedding, and my husband cursed me out for not letting them have a special moment.
Wait, her husband cursed her out?
I responded with, "I wanted the day to be about us because it's our wedding, not theirs, and
what
I'm happy for them.
What the fuck?"
But the worst thing was, even though I said no to you, you went behind my back about it. Since that argument, he moved to the guest bedroom, and now most of my friends are cursing me out on all my socials.
What?
Am I the asshole? Yeah.
Why? Those aren't good friends.
Dude, she walked out of her wedding reception.
Yo.
Over it.
I mean.
That's, dude, because you know, okay, so you and I.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I mean, we had an ultra low budget wedding, and it was still like an egregious amount of money for
an event.
Spend
a couple thousand dollars on a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we took basically like a Mormon family at 12 to Disney World.
Sure, or it's way more than that. I mean, it was over 10 grand.
Thank you.
I mean, the average cost in California is like 40 grand, so we didn't spend that. But
wait, you don't know how much it is to go to Disney World these days. I promise you, it's that much.
Disney World is 40 grand?
It's what we paid for the wedding, yeah, for a Mormon family at 12, for sure. Talking about Disney World tickets, how much do you think it is to get in Disney World?
I don't know. I don't really want to go there.
Yeah,
I guess
okay.
Like $400, I would guess, maybe.
That's probably right, yeah.
Okay,
a ticket.
So...
Plus, you got to travel.
Okay.
12 tickets plus lodging. It's over.
You're saying they don't live in Florida.
Yeah. It's over.
Got it.
It's over, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Dude, this is messed as hell.
Yeah. I don't even know where to begin. Why are her friends mad at her? I'm so confused. Like, how does no one have her back on this? That is the rudest thing that you could ever do to someone's wedding.
Yeah.
That's so rude. And I didn't even give a shit about it being like, it's my day. It's our special day or whatever. I wasn't like...
We're not like that.
We're not fanatic like that.
No.
Like, if you do a funny thing, like, we trolled our own wedding, like, with the gift bag live stream and stuff. Like, when the first dance, we trolled our own first dance. So
it was pretty sweet.
We're all about, like, not taking it
too seriously.
But,
amen.
Like, when someone else is going to do a romantic moment and make the day about them, now for the rest of the day, it's about them.
Yeah.
Even though you paid for this whole wedding for like just let the person have their moment.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's just so rude and disrespectful. I can't imagine any of these comments not having OP's back.
So no, everyone has Opie's back yeah. for sure. This is one of those ones that gets people riled the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, this one's not even polarizing.
Yeah.
How does the husband justify himself?
He doesn't, and he's a victim of this, right? Because his friend wanted to do it. What's wild is that his friend put his husband in this situation after yeah. the wife, future be wife, soon to be wife, okay. says no. The friend still pushes it.
But then the husband cusses her out.
Oh, no, the husband's a piece of shit. Yeah,
exactly. He's a piece of shit. A victim.
And his friend is a total douchebag.
It's about how you handle the situation. He didn't have his wife's back. He had his friend's back.
Yeah.
So that's fucked up, and fuck him, and he belongs in the guest room.
So what do you wish happened? Let me ask you this.
What do you wish happened? Yeah. I wish they weren't invited.
Now, what would you do if that happened at our wedding, and you said no, and like this happens?
And then that happened? Yeah. Well, we'd be fighting for sure. Like, well, you cursed me out? I'd ask, like, how...
No, what do you do in the moment?
In the moment?
In the moment.
I mean, that's really hard to say, because I'm an emotional person, so yeah. like, I kind of like am at the whim of whatever my emotional reaction would be. I could kind of guess what would happen, okay. but I would be stunned.
Yep, yep.
So there's that. I would also feel betrayed. I'd feel, which is like a super important thing for both of us, yeah, like to not
100%.
To the trust factor.
Take me out of it. What if somebody proposes at your wedding and you said no? What do you do to them? Do you throw them out of the wedding? What do you do?
I confront them and say that was fucked up.
Yeah. Okay, check this out. So this is taken from Reddit Pro Revenge.
Okay.
All right, peep this game.
Okay.
Brother ruined my wedding proposal, so I ruined his proposal.
Wait.
Brother ruined my wedding by proposing.
Okay.
So I ruined his proposal.
Okay, gotcha.
You like this? Little layer deep. Here we go.
Okay.
I, 35 male, have a young brother, Todd, 29 male, who had a complicated birth and had to stay a month in the ICU. And because of that, my parents have always doted on him and almost denied him nothing, even if it was to the detriment of my sister, Abby, 32 female, and I. My brother, he loves the attention, and he has on more than one occasion made himself the center of attention at either my sister's or a cousin's special event. Because of this, Abby and I have a strained relationship with Todd and our parents. Unfortunately, Todd met and fell in love with Lucy, 24 female, who announced her own pregnancy at the baby shower my mom held for Abby.
What the hell?
When I proposed to my wife, Michelle, 30 female, I just wanted to elope, but she really wanted her family to be there, so I invited my family out of obligation. While out, my best man, Jim, noticed a receipt from a jewelry store slipped out of Todd's pocket. Jim confronted Todd about this, which led to an argument. Jim told me everything, and I told Todd that he was no longer going to be a groomsman because I knew he was going to propose at my wedding. Todd cried to our parents, which led to a blowout.
Oh my God.
In my parents' eyes, since Todd never admitted that he was going to propose to Lucy at my wedding, I was unfairly judging him. I refused and brought up Todd's past behavior. My parents couldn't refute this and got Todd to agree not to try anything at my wedding. This wasn't enough to convince me to let him be a groomsman, but I warned him that if as a guest he tried anything, I would make him regret it.
Yeah.
Fast forward to the wedding. Surprise, surprise. Todd walked over to Lucy and proposed to her during Michelle's father-daughter dance.
What the fuck? What is wrong with people? This can't be real.
And did it in a way that everyone would notice.
There's no way.
It's wild, right? Cue my revenge. Jim and I had hired a woman to pretend to be Todd's side piece who cornered Todd and Lucy and claimed that she was pregnant with his baby.
Oh my God.
Todd denied this. But when she called his phone, I gave her his number and messed with Todd's phone to incriminate him. It didn't look good. Lucy threw the ring back at Todd and left in tears.
So, oh my God, that's so good.
That's good.
He's like, this is my...
Yeah, get an actress.
It's like a kill switch.
Yep, kill switch. Fail safe.
Yeah, it's a fail safe.
Otherwise, just enjoy the party.
Yeah. You were warned.
Hey, because Todd said he's not going to do shit.
Yeah, dude was warned.
Dude was warned.
Bro, I cannot feel bad for that guy.
Am I right? Is this good or what?
That's so good. That's what makes me think it's fake, because it's so good.
It's so good, and that's why I love revenge so much. Okay, check this out. When Todd saw the smile on my face, he knew it was me, and I didn't respond to a single call/text from him or my parents until after the honeymoon. Lucy has thrown Todd's stuff out and has been denying access to their kid. Todd is furious and is demanding that I clear his name. I sent him a text saying I had no idea what he was talking about, as well as a screenshot of a bill for the wedding, and gave a vague message demanding reimbursement for half of the wedding costs.
Oh my God.
Michelle knew the whole time that I was what I was planning and gave me the green light after Todd ruined her moment with her dad.
Yeah.
So I felt pretty good, but now even Abby thinks I went maybe too far.
Look, it's a little far. Mm-hmm. I will say you just ruined a relationship, but I feel like... I don't care. I feel like I don't care. I don't have any sympathy for the brother at all.
Is this guy an asshole? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he's our asshole.
He's our asshole.
He's our asshole. Yeah. And he's on Team Green wearing the jersey.
Yeah. Like, look, I don't really condone Steve's revenge mindset.
But you kind of laugh at it a lot.
Yeah. Because
you do laugh
he's
at it a lot.
Very petty.
Very petty.
And like, I give him a little bit of guff when he.
Thank you.
Steps out of line on a revenge move because, I mean, it's never anything like super harmful, but it's just a little cringy and embarrassing sometimes to me that I'm like, why are you like this?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why do you have to do it?
I don't know why I'm like it.
But it fills him with joy. It fuels
unbridled
joy. It fuels him.
It's like sunbeams are shooting out of my fingertips and my toes.
Yeah. So, in that regard, I can't.
Understand.
I
you
guess.
Understand.
No, I, yeah, I
you
guess.
You don't like to deny me joy.
Exactly.
Thank you,
like,
wife.
That's just him, and I
Thank
love him
you.
Unconditionally.
Thank you. You're the best, and you're perfect. it would be even more perfecter if you loved revenge as much as I do, but that's fine.
I like the story. I don't know if it's real, but it's a good story.
It's a good one, right?
I don't know. Like, yeah, it's far, but it's like, I don't know if to call something too far. Look, you were warned.
Right.
If he was not warned,
yeah,
I would maybe say that was too far.
Okay.
But the fact that this guy was warned out his asshole.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This next piece of revenge. Is from.
So this is not an I'm the asshole episode. This is a revenge
little sneak
episode.
Attack, little sneak attack. So this is from I buried my shovel.
Okay.
And this is I betrayed by a friend, so I ruined him.
This is your shit. You're just like jacking off
yeah,
to this.
This is good. I'm no hands jerking it to this.
Yeah.
Last year was the absolute worst year of my life. It started with a mental break that caused alcohol abuse that resulted in a DUI, and then I made a suicide attempt. I realized I needed help and went to rehab. I was diagnosed as bipolar. I was finally starting to turn things around and then came home one day to find my dad helpless laying on the bathroom floor. I made him go to the hospital. He never came home. I watched him deteriorate over a month and a half. He was only 65. Mm. During this time, a quote friend let me stay with him. He was in between roommates, so this was easy. It was nice to get out of that space and have someone to talk to that wasn't involved. It was an escape. This person had, however, a bad reputation. We had been friends for almost a year. I thought part of their reputation was just rumors and gossip, and the other part was bad, but forgivable. This person had a rough go of things. I thought I could offer them grace and love, and they could be better, and they were better. We had some minor conflicts, but we were able to work through them. I saw them mistreat others, and I pointed it out, but overall, it felt like they treated me well. And then I found out they were stealing from me.
What?
Even though I had proof and knew it for sure, they gaslit me and lied. Even though I told them off the bat that I knew it and would immediately forgive them, I just wanted an acknowledgement and an apology.
Yeah.
They still lied for 3 hours straight. And then they finally caved. And I held to my word because I'm an idiot with a savior complex. Mm. A week after my dad died, my pet is 17 years. My entire adult life had also died.
Oh,
it was just
no.
hurt on hurt. The day after my dad's service, I had to go to court for the DUI. I didn't get jail time, but the punishment was harsh nonetheless. The only thing I inherited was a ring my dad wore for 45 years.
Wow.
It wasn't expensive or extravagant. It just meant the world to me and me alone. He inherited it from his grandfather. The responsibility made me anxious all the time. Eventually, that caught up to me and I misplaced it in an ironic twist of being overly cautious with it. The friend offered to help me find it because I was having a panic attack. And then the same friend stole it when I stepped out of the room.
Oh my God.
I tore my room apart looking. This person lied to my face, then ignored me, and then blocked
oh
me
gosh.
When confronted. I suffered for weeks in the unknown, and then weeks more for having to accept that they actually did it. Which brings me to my revenge. Friends, I made sure, number one, I made sure everyone in our social circle knew what he did. I explained everything in detail to people we're in direct contact with. I posted on Facebook, sent texts, made calls, asked other peeps to tell other people. I have a good reputation because I am a kind and honest person. He does not, so everyone instantly believed me. He was made a leper. Number two, job. He's garbage. He can't hold down even a menial job. He was out of work for several months, but finally landed a sales gig. I messaged his company, explained that, while I had a personal vendetta, they should check his references because he's been fired from almost all of his jobs for being undependable. Likewise, he would exhibit erratic behavior because he does cocaine. So he wouldn't pass a drug test if they administered it. He got fired a week later. Three, family. I found every contact I could and messaged them about what he did. I found their phone numbers. I called his sister at her work. I made sure everyone who cares about him knew what a piece of shit he is.
It's a little psychotic, but
unfortunately,
okay.
They wouldn't help me recover my ring. They never responded, but I heard through the grapevine I made successful contact. That really pissed him off. Four, degradation. I got a burner number and texted him about what a terrible person he is. Every bit of insecurity I collected over our time together, I used against him. I turned my words into knives and I cut him as deeply as I could. I exploited every weakness. I still read that message from time to time when I'm feeling angry and it brings me joy.
That's you.
Oh my God. I love this guy. Five, home. I signed him up for every spam thing imaginable. I have email spam being sent to his cell phone also instead. Mormons are coming for him. So are the Scientologists. This is still a work in progress because I can't physically get to him at the moment. But the last half will involve me releasing cockroaches right next to his house. Life, number six. He sells blow from his own guys to those without contacts. He's like a second degree middleman. I've contacted Crime Stoppers and the police and our council person and the DEA. I've also informed them that he has a tendency to drive intoxicated. I'm hoping they pull him over and catch him with something on him. This attack just hatched, so I don't know if it's going to be effective or not. If not, I have other plans ready. This man hurt me at my lowest. He betrayed me so deeply. He tainted me so much. He was at my dad's service. So
oh
I can't
gosh.
Even think about it without it being corrupted.
Oh my gosh.
I want him to hurt. He ruined me for months. He broke me. These are the things I've done to find justice. They still don't add up, but I'm under house arrest for the DUI at the moment. So he's just sitting there.
He's
revenge
like a,
in a way.
He's like a discount John Wick.
Dude, he's like.
He's like this minor.
Edmond Dantes, dude.
Like, I mean, you could argue a dog's not minor, but.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just a little thing.
In house arrest, can't go anywhere but revenge stew. That's all this cat's doing is revenge stewing away, plotting. Planning.
I just think it's a poison. It just eats at you.
It could be productive. I think he's definitely taking this pretty far.
It's pretty
it's
far.
Pretty damn far.
Yeah.
I would have stopped.
It's a little obsessed.
I think home. I would have stopped at home. All the rest of this stuff, I think, is pretty solid. I would have stopped at. I would have stopped at home.
Like the revenge critique.
Yeah. Oh, I just think that after signing him up for every spam thing and knowing the Scientologists and all these cats are going to be trying to sign him up. And by the way, sending his shit to like, hey, I'm interested in maybe buying a car to like every dealership in town.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's over for you, dude.
It's great, but it doesn't scratch the itch because he doesn't get to witness it. That's why he keeps going.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He just can't scratch the itch because he can't physically go to him. So you can't see the guy being in pain.
Yeah.
He's continuously looking for confirmation that the guy's in pain, like getting confirmation that the relatives like talk to him or whatever.
True.
But he can't actually ever scratch that itch because the guy's not responding to him. So that's what makes him so obsessive.
Right.
It's not going to be until this guy actually like shows physical pain. But that's why I get really concerned about guys that are overly bend over backwards nice, that whole like, you know, thing, because
Agreed. It's
like this builds up even farther, like the resentment aspect where you go out of control.
Yeah, I don't
the other way.
I don't think it shouldn't be taking up your day.
Yeah.
It
sounds like more than a day.
Yeah, it shouldn't be taking up.
Taking up is weeks, months, years.
I like the simple revenge of like, you said your thing to me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Note taken, I won't forget it. And when the moment comes when I can show you how wrong you are, I will dunk all over your motherfucking head with both basketball shoes firmly tied to my feet.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's very simple stuff. I'm not trying to destroy anyone's life or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just show them how stupid they were to do that to me. Don't do
but,
it to me.
Okay, but these are over little minor things. So yes. Like someone pissed you off, they said something wrong. But yes. Like what if someone stole a family heirloom like this that cannot be replaced?
Oh yeah, that's different. That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is definitely more in my league for sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I can understand it. I just can't. I couldn't live that way. I had a friend. I mean, it sounds like a similar type of thing because my friend was an addict and went to rehab, came back supposedly clean, found out later she came back and immediately started using again. But she, I talked about how I got these expensive sunglasses that yeah. I never buy expensive sunglasses, but we were in Hawaii and it was like my birthday. So I got these $200 Maui Jim sunglasses. And was wearing them, and she was staying the night at my house, and then I had talked about the sunglasses. Oh, I wasn't wearing them yet. Sorry, I was just talking about them. And then I didn't think anything of it, but she was going through my sunglasses later, and she was like, "Are these the ones?" And I was like, "Oh no, not those." And then she'd be like, "Are these the ones?" Like, and I was like, "No, I'll show you." And like, I showed her the sunglasses. Later that same day. Can't find the sunglasses anywhere, and my friend, I'm having a panic attack just like this guy, and because it's the first time I ever got like cool expensive sunglasses.
Those are cool. Those are cool.
And they're polarized, and it was like I was just so excited that I like I got a pair like for me, and she like I started freaking out, like having a panic attack, can't find it anywhere. And you know me, like I do lose things, like where time. I set things down
every
and like every day
every
like I'm
day.
Losing keys, so yeah, of course I'm like blaming myself and getting mad at myself. And then she's like, "I'll help you look for it." And something fucking clicked in my head because she's stolen from me before. Like when she was on drugs, she stole a bunch of stuff from me.
Right.
She stole like my hair straightener, like just like stuff that I'm like, okay, I can replace it. Like it sucks. It's stupid and it hurts my feelings that she's stealing from me, but like I can replace that. But this, the Maui Jim sunglasses, I was like, 17. I couldn't that was a lot of money to me.
Yep.
Like I couldn't replace that. And she didn't care. Like they don't care. They don't empathize at all. Like addicts, when they're not recovered, they are super selfish. They do not give a fuck about your feelings at all. Like they pretend to empathize because it gets them what they want and it makes them seem like a good person.
Like
still,
sociopath
but they're fucking gone. And it really, I cried for like a week after. We never talked again. And she was my best friend at one point before she started using drugs. She was my best friend, tied at the hip. And yeah, after that, like I just never talked to her again. She would not fess up to it. I know she fucking took them. Like I've never found them.
Damn.
I know it was her, the way she was acting too, like the way she was saying it, like, "Oh no, let me help you find it." Like such bad acting.
Yeah.
And totally triggered when she did that in the past. And there was evidence that she stole it.
What's her name, first line?
Oh, I can't
I know.
Talk about it. But like, my point is, I never tried to exact revenge on her. My revenge is cutting them out of my life completely. They'll never have access to me again.
Yeah, but
you
that's
know what I mean?
So boring.
It isn't because I'm a gem.
You are a gem, but that,
imagine
but,
like not having me in your life.
No, that would suck. But that
would suck.
But also, it would be less stressful.
And when they reach out to me, I act like they are dead. I've never met them in my life.
Yeah,
like
that.
They don't
I've seen you do
me.
That a couple times and I like it.
I have no idea who you are. Sorry.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Thank you.
When we return,
okay,
more tales of revenge, twisted, beautiful revenge, satisfying as hell.
Steve tricked me.
When we return,
he said this is gonna be an Emily asshole.
Damn right,
this is about revenge.
Also, check us out on Patreon. Nothing helps the show more. You get this show a day early, $5 a month.
Patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. Steve does Crypto Corner every week.
Every
he helps
Tuesday.
People make lots of money.
We've been wrecking it.
Doing this, there's a cycle that's happening.
It's
I don't know. You got to
right
check it out.
We're right in the hottest part of the cycle right now.
You know what he's talking about.
It's beautiful.
And then we do a live stream once a month, me and him together with you guys. We hang out once a month and we do a free roll poker tournament with cash prizes. Because totally open to all of our patrons and there's a really cool Discord community. So come join us, hang out, say hi, don't be lonely. We'll see you there.
BRB.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And we are back.
Yes.
The next tale of revenge comes from NoCat2980.
Okay. Oh, he doesn't have a cat?
No, that's sad. But he says it's not about that.
Oh, okay.
Boss tried to sleep with my fiance.
Shit.
This was several years ago. My boss, an extreme type A personality, found out I was seeing a young lady at another one of our offices. It was a long distance relationship. He was the type that likes to control everything and mess with people for fun. He was also married to another employee, but he was very unfaithful. And he had a hobby, photography. He liked to take pictures of himself and his conquest in the act.
Ew.
Then he would show the pics around the production floor and brag about it. On his next trip to the other office, he tried to get my girlfriend to sleep with him, but she spurned him. He made up some lies and got her fired.
What?
It took a long time, but I was patient. I knew he kept the photos in his office. He could not risk keeping them at home where his wife might stumble upon them. One Saturday, I was working overtime, and the cleaning lady came through. They unlocked his office. I came in acting like I was taking dimensions on some drawings. The lady just asked me to close the door when I was finished. She left and went down towards accounting, and that's when I went through his desk.
Hell yeah.
Sure enough, in the back of the drawer, I found a stack of photos 4 inches tall, and I took them all.
4 inches tall? That's a lot of photos.
Then I waited until he went on another trip. When he did, I went out for lunch. I had a dozen pictures of him. In the act, 4 different women... all showing his face. The women all had dark or red hair, and his wife is a blonde. I drove to the town he lived in, to the closest post office to his house, and mailed the pics to his wife with no return address. She divorced him, and her lawyer took him to the cleaners. My girlfriend is now my wife, and we aren't mad anymore. And you know what Nikki Lima would have done? Cut the boss out of her life. Pathetic. Pathetic.
That's not...
Because you're a gem.
Okay.
Because you're a gem.
That's true.
You're a gem, aren't you?
Okay, I agree with this revenge. I agree with this because you know why? The boss ruined my girlfriend's livelihood.
Yeah.
You know, if they went after damaging your life, right? And you had an easy way to damage their life with like something that they were shitty about. You're not lying about them. It's a completely honest thing. You're just exposing a truth that happened, that how they are, who they are. Then, you know, I don't know. I'm a truther. I'm about truth. Okay. I like when truth comes out to light.
Yeah.
When I guess like I would, I agree with that type of revenge of like if something gets released. This is different than like an attack.
Okay.
This is just an exposure.
It's an attack.
Yes.
It's a direct shot across the bow. You mail the pictures to his wife.
You ushered the truth to come out.
Okay, so this is part of one of my favorite quotes.
Okay.
Which I don't know who made this quote, but I like this quote. They say what goes around comes around. Sometimes you have to be what comes around. That's right. What I like to say.
I've heard you say this.
Yeah, that's
times.
My quote. That's why I say it's my quote.
Okay.
You understand?
Can I finish my thoughts?
Sure.
Okay, well, because I'm just trying to complete one, but you get very excited about revenge. And, I'm just trying to differentiate that, like, earlier you were talking about a kill switch move where if the guy proposed to his girlfriend at the brother's wedding, that the brother was going to... He had a whole plan.
Yeah, he had a backup plan.
And it was a lie.
Yeah.
It's a scheme.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, an attack.
Sure.
Like, you know, he's firing bullets,
yes.
Right? So this guy, though, with the pictures, that wasn't a scheme. There's no lies that happened.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a shitbag, and he just helped the truth come to light.
Mm.
And I think that's okay. I think I've done things like that, not like, I've done things like that.
Okay.
Where
you're no Daisy.
Well, no, I want the truth to come out.
Yeah.
So like when my ex cheated on me and I had to find out through the girl, I went directly to the girl because he gaslit me and said that he didn't do anything, mm-hmm, like blah, 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 and I'm crazy and like all this stuff, you know, and I said that was insult to my intelligence and an insult to injury basically, but
right.
I hadn't ever talked to this girl. I mean, I saw her one time because they were coworkers and I visited him at work one time, but I knew who she was and I could find her on Facebook. And back then everyone used Facebook. That was like the go-to thing. And I messaged her and I just like, I asked her if that happened and please, like, if you just tell me the truth, I'll just let him go. I don't care. Like, I'm not mad at you or anything. And she was like, he told me you guys broke up.
Wow.
Like, and she made him call me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like admit that he did that.
Because he was still with her.
Well,
clearly.
They hadn't dated or anything, but he hooked up with her like multiple times.
Right.
Right. And so she made him call me and admit it to me and basically apologize and stuff.
Wow.
Like with her like standing right there. He's like, I'm at work right now. And so just told me that I have to call you. And she's like pretty pissed. And that was rewarding.
Yeah.
Is that revenge? That's not revenge. It's not like a revenge tactic. It's me like finding the truth because I've been lied to, and exposing that truth in a way that is painful for that person. But like they brought it upon themselves.
That's
like
for sure.
It was his actions, right? And so this boss, it was his actions. He cheated on his wife many times and took pictures of it.
Yeah.
So like I didn't fucking do that.
Also, you know those chicks don't know their pictures are gonna be taken.
Okay, so my ex did this too. I found a whole file of pictures of women not conscious.
Yeah.
With their boobs out, like, and he's like over, like, took pictures of them over them.
Dude's such an all-time scumbag.
I know. They're like,
all-timer.
People don't understand. And I confronted him about this and he's like, I feel like shit. I deleted it or whatever. And I knew he didn't delete it. And months later, I just knew.
Yeah.
And like months later, he pissed me off again because he like lied about something. Like he said he was hanging out with his friend. And then later, like I found out he was hanging out with this girl. And not a different girl, completely different girl. And like she was sending him pictures of her boobs and stuff. And so I was so fucking mad. And I was like, he still has that file. And he had a stack of blank CDs. Because back then we still had CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's fucking in one of these blank CDs. And I went through every single blank CD. I fucking found it.
Love it.
And I shattered it. And then I put the pieces back into the blank CD pile.
Love it.
And then just left it there. And I was fuming pissed. But that's fucked up, right? Like that's...
That's fucked up.
He's messed up.
He should be investigated.
By the way,
also,
I have never taken a topless photo ever.
Yeah.
Much to your dismay sometimes.
Correct. My chagrin.
But like I just don't... I'm really, really weird about like...
She doesn't do nudity.
I don't want it to leak anywhere.
No,
I've never done nudes. I've taken a lot of butt pics. Steve has a lot of butt pics of me.
A few thousand.
But for some reason, I don't know, like full nudity or like even topless. I've never taken that.
Yeah.
I found a picture of me in there. sleeping.
Yeah, you didn't consent.
And
you know
I did not consent to that. And my boobs are out. Mm-hmm. And
I've seen that before.
Like, you what? Oh, you've seen it in real life.
Yeah, when
you haven't
sleeping.
Seen the picture.
When you're asleep, yeah.
Yeah, and so like
and you know
that
what?
Was, I did not consent to that
I
picture.
I never took a picture of you without your consent
well,
either.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've taken a lot of secret butt pics, but I pre-consented
that's,
to
and that's correct as well.
That you can take pictures
that's correct.
Of that.
That's correct.
I actually think it's pretty cute that you take a collection of
quite a few
secret butt pics.
Just a few thousand, that's all. I keep it light.
Yeah. But yeah, isn't that messed up?
It's so insanely messed
sucks.
Up. That guy should be investigated.
Like, but
the fact that anyone thinks that guy is a good guy is wild to me.
Oh, and he like does the whole nice guy thing for the public.
Know.
So it's just
I
it's
never
like,
liked that guy. That's one of the only. That's one of the ones I nailed.
He continuously like every few years tries to contact me.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's shown up at places.
Oh, that
before.
Was the worst.
Yeah,
showing up at my fucking event.
Yeah, but like I just
we're old buds or some
I just
shit.
Pretend I don't know.
Dude's
him.
A loser.
He sucks.
Capital L loser. Super sucks loser.
Yeah. He tagged me in a photo the other day, and I almost just wrote all that on his page about all the non-consensual.
Maybe next
because
time.
The picture that he posted. Uh-huh. Okay, this is I didn't
okay,
expect to get into this.
Let's do it.
Because maybe I should exact revenge.
Yeah, maybe
but,
you should.
So the picture
maybe
he posted was of him meeting one of his heroes that I set up for him to be able to meet one of his heroes because I got access to backstage passes.
Because you're a gem.
I have access to backstage at Jimmy Kimmel, which was right down the street from me. And this one of his childhood heroes was going to be a guest. And I set all that up. And that was the day I found the fucking photos of like that he said he deleted. So I found the blank CD disc. And this was I bit my tongue to let him meet his hero and get that picture for him when I was fuming fucking mad. And he posts this picture as like a throwback on his Instagram and tags me a thank you. And I wanted to fucking go off. I'm like, oh, I remember that day. That was the day that I found all of those non-consensual topless photos
yeah.
of girls passed out and you over them. You want to bring up the past? Fucking let's go.
Yeah. Tag me. Tag them. Hey, why don't you tag
them? Yeah. Why don't you keep tagging me?
Yeah.
but I didn't. And I don't know. Was that the right move to not acknowledge it? I just don't like to welcome that presence back into my life.
I understand that. But I love the dunk.
In my head, I dunked on him.
Yeah, I know.
You know, in my head, I got revenge.
And I respect the dunk.
I got revenge in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't actually do it because I
was
just
this
don't...
recent? He didn't tag you recently.
It
though.
Was recent.
How recent was this?
Within 6 months.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned that to me.
Yeah. Because I was debating like responding to it and like...
Yeah. Just going in.
Yeah. And like, and publicly, a lot of people would, maybe they would read it. But then I took too long. And like, by the time I would have wrote it all out, like nobody would be looking at it anymore in their scroll. So
it
wouldn't have had the same effect.
I get
and
it.
Then I would just invite.
He would delete it instantly.
Yeah. He'd delete it instantly. Yeah, and then it just doesn't really do anything.
Well.
Other than
sometimes
like
it just lets people
he
know.
Knows.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I had done it right away, then
yeah,
more people
yeah, yeah.
would have seen it.
Yeah, that would be better. You know? Yeah, I get it. All right, well, maybe next time.
I don't know. I'm just
keep
not
an
a
eye out.
I'm not a I'm not ready for revenge. You
I
know,
understand.
I'm not ready to like attack.
Well, let me tell you about somebody who is.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about a greedy owner who tried to rip off my friend and ends up paying him double. This is from Satisfaction Tall 1572 on Pro Revenge. He says, my first job out of college was for a local TV station. The owner was, and still is, the worst human being I have ever met. This guy has money, but he will cheat, lie, anything to get out of paying his bills. When I started working there, the owner had just signed a contract with DirecTV to become part of their broadcast package. Since they were, at the time, a purely local TV station, this meant we had about 2 months to upgrade our system so we could start broadcasting to DirecTV customers in the entire Bay Area. Every day that we fail to do this past the deadline means the owner would suffer a penalty per the contract. Not knowing about how any of this works, the owner hired a friend of mine to come in as a freelance consultant. My friend told him that for about $15,000 USD, he'd get a system that will automate the entire process, which of course this guy didn't want to pay. He tasked my friend with finding a cheaper way around half of that and to pay for all the hardware up front and get reimbursed later.
What? Out of
knowing,
the friend's pocket?
Yeah. Knowing what a piece of shit this guy is, I warned my friend not to front the money because he wouldn't get paid back. This guy just smiled and said, watch me. So he made it work. We went live on schedule and the owner was happy. Then my friend went in and presented the guy with the bill. Immediately, the usual excuse starts. Oh, I'm a little short this month. Can I pay you later? Etc. Then my friend pulled the trump card. Not only did my friend threaten to take all of the equipment back and take the station off the air, he reveals that in order to get the uplink working for cheap, someone had to come in every day and code the broadcast manually. It's not a terribly complicated procedure. It takes less than 5 minutes, but of course, no one else at the station knows how to do it but him.
Mm-hmm.
So either the owner can pay him what he's owed, plus a $2,000 per month consulting fee, or the station goes dark and he starts paying the penalty to DirecTV. The fucker got paid, and fast. So instead of $15,000, he ended up shelling out more than double that amount, as my friend lapped up his $2,000 a month fee for close to a year before he felt bad and finally taught someone there how to do it. More of the story, only thinking about short-term gain will always cost you more in the long run.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Love that.
I'm glad the friend attacked it with a plan. See, I'm okay with the kill switch plans, where it's
so
like,
sick.
All right, I'll give you the opportunity to do the right thing. If you don't do the right thing.
Just saying you put a kill switch in something is one of the coolest moves you could ever make.
It's pretty cool.
Spy novel coolness.
It's pretty cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
I love it too, because this one has a lesson.
Yeah.
This one's like, you know, not only did the guy, all he had to do is just pay the guy regular.
Yeah. What he was owed.
What we agreed to when we met.
Yeah.
And then, oh no, now you made life extra complicated for yourself.
Yeah.
God, I love
Scammers
that.
Scammers always try to do that. Like, if they would just do the right thing, it would be, they would have such an easier life.
Yeah. But hagglers do that too.
Hmm?
Hagglers.
Yeah. I mean, people that are always trying to
haggle everything.
It's like they did so much extra work to try to find, to save a penny.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
The steps I've seen some people go through.
Pretty crazy.
To haggle someone down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget, I was doing, this is a similar-ish thing. I didn't really get revenge on this person. But if you remember a couple years ago, I was going to one of the conventions and I found a camera guy that I had worked with previously. And I was like, hey, dude, I'll pay you to come meet me at this convention, and booked him and everything's great. Right. So then the day of, the cat calls me.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to need an extra, like basically half of what I'm paying him. Extra half of what I'm paying him.
Yeah. So 50% more.
50% more. Because, like, I didn't realize it was going to be this far away or whatever. And I was like, dude, I told you about the venue.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, you know, what the price was. You said, let's go. Hell yeah. I can't wait, Steve. And all this shit. It was a very positive interaction.
Yeah.
I didn't, however, do that. Because I knew I needed a camera guy that day. And I needed him to be in a good mood and all that kind of shit. So I said, I took a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And then I met him at the venue. We shot. And everything's fine. And then I never fucking worked with him ever again. And anybody who ever asked me about that guy, I said, don't fucking work with him.
So you took the Nikki move.
I took the Nikki move because, first of all, that's a different thing. I'm not trying to destroy someone who's like low on the totem pole or whatever.
Right.
But that was like, to me, nuts.
Yeah.
You're shaking me down the day of, bro.
Right. So that guy lost so much future work by trying to get
just
it a little an extra
me,
nickel and dime.
I knew everybody.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody asked me about that guy, I said no dice.
Yeah, people that don't understand the long term of thing.
Exactly.
It's like, if you go out of your way to make someone's life easier today, they will reward you 10 times over.
100%. I would have hired that guy every time.
Yeah. But
I already thought we had a good thing going. I was like, this is gonna be great.
Yeah.
No. No dice.
Nah.
It happens sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yep.
I don't think those kind of people ever learn unless they have an aha moment where they're really trying to work on themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's happened to me before, too, where, like, I didn't know about something. Like, the famous story is the fucking, when I covered myself in blue paint and did, like, that music video.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go, like, hey, I'm not doing this day of and screw everybody.
Yeah.
Or, like, hey, pay me or whatever. Like, try to wiggle my way out. I was like, all right, I said I was going to do it. I got to do it.
Okay. I canceled last minute on somebody. Am I the asshole?
Okay.
Okay, so I got cast to be in this web series, and I already felt weird about it.
Yes.
Because the guys doing it were amateurs, but they were like, I was friends with one of them on YouTube, and you know this series because your ex was in this series. But anyway, so a couple things happened. Number one, the character that I was playing, all of the female roles were like love interests, right?
Yes, of course.
But my character doesn't do anything with the, the lead guy.
Okay.
Who, by the way, the director cast himself as the lead guy.
Oh,
so it was one of those. But this was a time where I was just trying to get more footage from my demo reel, yep. And I was trying to reestablish myself. I had just gotten out of a big thing with my ex-manager, and like I was just trying to like get back into making stuff.
Yep.
So I was like willing to do like some little series that like wasn't that great, but anyway. So the day before, he changes the script to add a kissing scene.
Love it.
I was like,
love it.
So it was like the night before. Yep. It was like the day before.
Yeah.
So
heavy,
like,
kissing.
I'm like,
over the bra fondling.
Yeah, like makeout scene. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this. So I'm not doing this. And they're like, okay, yeah, like, but like, we think it would, because all the other characters like have like some sort of, you know, romantic interaction. So like, but yours doesn't. And I was like, yeah, but that I agreed.
That's
to.
That's what I agreed to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I already
talked about this before.
I already worked with my acting coach anyway on the non-romantic stuff.
Right.
So I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. And I wasn't getting like paid lots of money or anything. It was just like, I'm helping you out,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Okay. And so finally they're like, okay, well, we'll keep it the same. Never mind. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. I keep my phone on silent.
Yep.
When I sleep. You know this.
Yes, I do.
And because I don't like any sort of noises or distractions or text messages coming in.
It's unusual.
So I wake up at my normal time at 8 a.m. and there are fuck tons of voicemails that were left on my thing at 3 a.m. From midnight to 3 a.m. just tons of text, voicemails, all kinds of stuff. And these dumbass fuckers, they put 12 o'clock. They didn't say a.m. or p.m. So they put my call time was 12 o'clock.
Oh, right.
And it was at midnight, not at.
Oh, my God.
And also, they sent the call sheet to my new manager. Where usually you send the call sheet to the talent, like
right.
The manager puts you in touch with the AD. The AD sends the call sheet to the talent. So I never even got a call sheet. I had no call sheet. I just had a vague idea that we were filming at noon the next day, and they were like, "Well, can you come right now?" I called them at 8 when I woke up.
This is such a shady operation.
I was like,
"What do you mean you guys are still ready to film right now?"
And they're like, "Please, we need you," and all this stuff. And I was just like, no. No, not gonna do it.
You've told me that story a couple times.
I don't like it.
I love that one.
I just popped in my head. I completely forgot about
that.
You're
not the asshole, by the way.
But like, that's the only time I canceled last minute on someone. I always feel so bad.
Yeah.
Like, even if I hate the project or
I
feel weird about it or I've usually shown up, but that particular time, I'm like, you guys have just fucked up too much.
Yeah.
It's just,
I agree. That's what I mean. You just don't do that to people, like not show up. But this one's a different circumstance.
That was different. The
guy's just trying to make out with you, obviously.
Yeah.
He's still ready to film the next day, by the way. Like, hours later, that means everyone else is still there, which is super weird anyway.
So weird.
It's like, why is everyone still there if it was a midnight shoot?
Yeah.
You're still ready to shoot?
And why do you need... Why is it so desperate? Like,
yeah,
this
exactly.
This is so weird.
No, hell no.
So
good vibes.
Pretty okay with... I can kind of tell I'm pretty in tune with my gut.
Yeah.
And after I make a decision, when I feel relief, I'm like, oh, okay, that was a good decision.
Yes.
If I feel like a tightening up and tension, I'm like, oh, man, I fucked up. Okay,
exactly.
I got to go back and rectify this.
No, you did good.
But yeah, that was... I never regretted that.
That's a no-brainer one.
Yeah, sure. I don't really think I have any revenge stories. If I think of any,
I'll let you know
because... The thing is I think I would be pretty good at doing them.
I do too.
I do too. I think I would have too much power. And I'm scared of my own powers.
I love it.
I start, like, what if I never stop and I'm just a revenge machine?
What if I fell in love with you even more?
I could really psychologically damage people.
I know you could. You're a powerful weapon, Limo.
I'm very aware of I've never used it for bad.
I know.
So, like,
could be fun. We'll talk about
it. You know, if someone really deserved it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe I would.
But that's all the time we have today.
Yeah.
Stay scared out there, folks. Don't mess with Limo.
Yeah. Especially if you're married to me.
Oof,
yeah. I feel bad for that guy.
Oh, boy. let's go. Thank you all so much for listening.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments. Are you for revenge? Are you anti-revenge? Do you take the high road?
Yeah, high road.
I high road it because I do feel in the long run that's, my guts told me that's the best choice where it's like,
boo.
They're suffering. Don't worry about it. Their shitty actions are punishment enough.
Love it. And I am but a small man.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it.
Plus they have to recarbonate because now they're on the karma cycle.
They have to recarbonate?
They have to recarbonate. And I don't want to recarbonate ever.
I don't want to go into carbonate at all.
I want to recarbon dioxide out of here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Bye-bye.